As you open your mind, let life be the thought. As you open your eyes, let life be the glow. As you open your ears, let life be the melody, layer after layer after layer. All right, you know what day it is, and you do know what time it is, and you are, that's right, tuned into the Insight Hour, an hour of power with your host and your main cuisine, that you look forward to listening to, and that, you know, is Dr. Leonard Horowitz, and we'll be bringing him on. I'm Reverend Roxy, and I'm happy to be here tonight, and our sister Sherry Kane is en route, so we're hoping that she'll be able to join us in a little while. She's stuck in a KL crawl, but that doesn't make any sense to you, but I want to bring on Dr. Len. Dr. Len, let's give these people the invocation for this evening and get this show on the road.
Reverend Roxy, thank you so much for introducing the Insight Hour.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yes, if that's what kind of crawl was that? The
KL crawl.
Oh, the KL crawl. I got you. It's like halfway between Hilo and paradise.
There you go. Trying to get home.
Anyway, we're expecting Sherry. She'll be joining us soon. Welcome, everybody. We come to you every Tuesday night, 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast. It's late for you guys. It's a new day. And where we are, it's the Big Island of Hawaii, 6 o'clock in the evening. And we get beautiful, beautiful sunrises and sunsets here. So we're just about seeing this beautiful purplish red sky, and not far from here, actually. And you might want to write this down. We're having a retreat out here, so if you guys want to come out and visit us for about a 8-day retreat, come out around the holidays. We can give you a toll-free number to call, and you can get information also online about our Hawaiian retreat. And we're actually looking out about 8 miles from here is where the lava flows into the ocean, and it sends out a plume of steam that lights up with the glow of red-hot lava, and it forms this beautiful orange, pink, yellowish, purplish sky also right in that section. So you got the sun creating that kind of a skyline a little bit to the right, and to the left you've got the lava creating that on the horizon. So that's the kind of place it is. It's a Jurassic Park-like setting, and we're really blessed and humbled to be here. We have a lot of important work to do here, and the things that have been distracting us over the last few weeks, as you probably have been aware if you've been listening in, is basically not as important as the important work, the really good news, the gospel work. So let's begin tonight's Insight Hour with a little prayer, as we typically do, and we'll get the show started. Heavenly Creator, we bless you and praise you for all your glorious blessings that you're constantly pouring out from the air that we breathe, the prana, the breath of life, that carries your electrons of energy into our whole body. Our spirit-filled temple resonates with your divinity. We praise you for that glory. As it enters our bodies and rejuvenates and sustains and heals us miraculously, we praise you for all that. And we also praise you for your angels of protection and your angels of communication and intuition that leads us not into temptation, but into deliverance in all ways, in prosperity in all ways, in joy and health and happiness that we, your people, just praise you for and soak up and express, and we're delighted to be your children. We praise you for those glorious blessings and more. We praise you for the evolution into a new world, not a new world order, as we've been told that the fellows and the gals that are creating havoc under the guises of public health and national security, and they claim a need for war when you are the great peacemaker. So we praise you for evolving us out of this insanity and this hypocrisy into the blessed harmony of your divinity. So we thank you for the Insight Hour. We thank you for the Newsom family that broadcasts as our engineers and has BBS radio and allows us to continue to broadcast despite all the problems that anyone can face in broadcasting today. We praise you for the people at Healthy World Store. We praise you for all the customers. We praise you for all the wonderful ways that we can make ourselves and sustain ourselves and keep family and friends healthy by your bounty. We praise you for those natural herbs and botanicals and essential oils, and we thank you for the breath of the earth. We thank you for your lava-heated steam that is so empowering, homeopathically inspiring. We praise you for all of these simple ways that we can heal ourselves naturally, holistically. And we praise you for the many hundreds of thousands of standard mind-controlled medical deities that have been coming to the truth, realizing that they've been had, realizing that the drug cartel can bring nothing but poisons, and whereas the truth that shall set us free, we reveal in the truth your divinity, your natural ways of healing. This natural way is your way, and it's so pure and so simple and so wonderful. In fact, the grass in its greenish-yellow color screams the key to the house of David, 528 hertz frequency, as your love resonance in harmony with your heart. We, the people, seek to be in divine communion. We, the Inside Hour listeners tonight, we ask for a special blessing and anointing where we come with more open hearts than ever before into this divine human communion. And we praise you by the inspiration of this open-heartedness that we shall deliver more people to salvation, both physical and spiritual evolution, than any generation hitherto. We praise you for the empowerment from your love, and we seek nothing more than to express your love in all the possible ways. In Yeshua's blessed name, praise you for all these blessings and manifesting your magnificence in our lives. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so there you go.
Right. Now we can get started.
Now you can get started. So what's on your plate, Reverend Roxy? You've got you've had a lot of things to think about. You've been involved now in politics on the Big Island of Hawaii now, and right-hand woman for the co-chair for the county council for a couple of years.
Exciting. It's been very exciting. It's been an absolute incredible opportunity, and we've been able to do some good work, but I'm
good work,
good
great
news.
Work.
Great work, yeah. But you know how they say, you can't serve two masters, and when it comes down to it, I'd rather deal with the spiritual than the political, although they do somehow or another come crashing together, and hopefully crashing more together in an affirmation that faith and spirit is very important, even in politics. I know that they've gone to great lengths to cleave it. You don't talk about God, you don't talk about faith, you don't talk about these things, but maybe that's why we're all kind of going kapakai. And what they mean by that, it's just like topsy-turvy. Everything is just a little bit askew, and when that happens, you have that, you know, talk about frequencies, like you said, when you have that radio station, you're listening to it, you love it, and then all of a sudden you get this crackling stuff and the frequency isn't right, and you go and you turn the knob and you're trying to get to your station, you can hear it, but there's another message coming in. Well, you know, that's what's happening with a lot of people. They're just not tuned in, and if they've made a decision, and they say the time of absolute certainty never comes, it's interrupted by things called decisions, we as a people, as a species, have some decisions to make, and we need to make them very quickly if we're going to move beyond the darkness that is being heaped upon a lot of people through pressure, credit, and all of that. And it does take its toll
and
on health.
Godliness. You know, I think that this statement that you just made about America, God bless America, you know, this whole concept, you know, God, America has been royally blessed by the Creator. And if the people, we the people, and the political manipulations of the mass mind and the propaganda that has literally degraded and discredited and not blessed God. You know, we the people need to literally use the technology of faith and prayer, particularly, to praise and bless God. You know, call forth the good from within. That's the word blessing means, to call forth the good. And so we have got to, with our contracts, exercise our contracts. We're in contract with the Creator. The source says, you know, you got a problem, lay it on me. You have faith and trust, and you're a tither, and you pray. You know, check out what I'm going to do for you, says the Creator in His Word. So that this is the challenge. You know, this last few weeks, as I have been attacked by CIA, FBI, COINTELPRO. And folks, there is a new YouTube up as of this afternoon, part three of the Pharma Who murder and this whole scandal that has been going on for several weeks now, where we've been exposing the top agents in CIA, FBI, COINTELPRO that have infiltrated the grassroots in America particularly. Although there's Canadian agents working, there's Benjamin Fulford in Japan working, there was Edward Harley in the UK that was murdered, there was Don Harkins, a good friend of ours in Idaho that was murdered recently, all involved in the scandal that involves Big Pharma. It involves the WHO, the World Health Organization, so we call it Pharma WHO murder scandal. And we just uploaded this afternoon part three of a series whereby you can kind of get all of the information right now on YouTube as to what happened, how I got involved in this, and those people that have degraded me and discredit or attempted to discredit me, these are from the Church of Satan. And, you know, I'm in great company. When you think about what's happened politically, with, as you say, a separation of church and state, well, there's the first problem. How can you separate anything from the Creator and have it be blessed? You can't. So, the you know, God bless America. God has blessed America. It's America that's got to bless God, and the first way to begin is to exercise that contract and articulate that relationship, actively engage it, test it, because that's what the Creator says, and to do, and that this whole concept of me being interestingly discredited by the Church of Satan activists, you know, gee whiz, I'm in great company. You know, all the people that they tried to discredit from Jesus, you know, the prophets, the sages, all of the people who were degraded or discredited or attempted to be murdered, just like they've been plotting my murder, my assassination in this whole scheme of things. So, folks, if you haven't got the update, you can also go online to healthyworldstore.com, healthyworldstore.com. Go down to the newsletter archives link that's on the bottom of the homepage. Click on that link, and that'll open up a treasure of the previous mailings, newsletters, reports, special articles, press releases that Sherry Kane has issued, that I've issued, that many of them have co-written and released. That'll bring you up to date about all the worst news, but also all the best news. Anyway, I just wanted to comment on that. You know, we join great, great company, including God himself, who's been discredited and degraded by the atheists and by the Satanists.
It's really what one measures is the effects that you can see visually in your life. And you think back 30, 40 years, just go back 30 or 40 years and ask yourself, are we any better off? Have they delivered anything? All of their accolades, all of their anointings of this one or that one and the big panaceas and all the different cures and things that are coming, they haven't delivered. And part of the indicator to know that they're not of God is that all that happens is ruin and her other sister calamity and ruin and just you just get a general sense of, gee, nothing's growing. There's no growth. There's no green here. It's all rotten.
It's all rotting, yeah.
It's all rotting.
And the foods that look so good, there's nothing there. There's no nutrients. They're dead.
Everything looks good. It's a mirage. They grow food now for its look by the pound because it's not for nutrients. It's just to sell.
Yeah, and you don't even really realize that until you're living on an organic farm and you're picking a fresh fruit from the tree and suddenly you taste that and man, it doesn't even taste like anything like what a store-bought thing that's been, you know, shipping and rotting and freezing and this and that. All the enzymes in it are dead. The nutrients are basically depleted and you're wondering, you know, I'm actually celebrating the Creator has sustained us. I can't even imagine humanity has been maintained despite all of the pollution and the intoxication and the degradation of the quality of the food, the water, the air that we're breathing. It's a miracle that we, the people, are still alive.
Yeah, but the people are a bit less than human because of the way they function, because it's all about the brain. Everything about nutrition has to do with the brain. And if the brain is not functioning correctly, if it is not healthy, then it will do dis-ease things. It will do terrible things because the brain is an incredible, you know this.
You know, you've been involved in psychotherapy for many, many years. That's where
not
you
as a client, but as a provider of services.
Provider of services. You know, hey, listen, that was a time that I needed a lot of psychotherapy, and I got it.
Yeah, true. I mean, I always like to preface it, but true. I see a lot of people. I mean, it's like I was told, you can't hit your thumb with a hammer and throw the hammer away and expect your thumb to stop hurting. It's a real good analogy for what's happening. We have people out here consuming mass quantities of poison, whether it be tobacco, alcohol, sugar, whatever it is, and they expect to have good health. And there's no way for that to happen. You have people, I know you see it all the time. You say, here's a bottle. This will take care of you for 30 days. It costs $30, let's just say. And they look at it, $30, oh, my God. But in the same breath, they'll go out and they'll buy a pack of cigarettes for $10, and they'll buy a pack of cigarettes a day and end up $70 in the hole and not look at that bottle of good nutrients or things and see that as, oh, I can't afford that. Can't afford not to, folks. One of the things that I really want to encourage people to do is to pray. Pray hard that you can afford to get supplements and buy them and take them because you're going to need them. Because one of the things I want to talk about, two things tonight, Doc. Number one is that I really want everybody to condition themselves to understand 4 days from now is September 11th, and we cannot forget because everything that happened that day is still happening to us. Black is now white. White is now black. Up is down, and down is up. They've taken away all our science. They're asking us to believe something else. And so I'm hoping that everybody will pray on 9/11 and that they will pray for truth-seeking and an opening of our president's heart to reevaluate the commission and come back with a better story. And let's get down to it.
I mean, as a non-citizen, non-legal citizen of the United States of America, whose birth certificate is still grossly in question,
ain't that the truth?
Yeah. Hey, you know, I want to pick up on this concept, and I know a lot of folks would be greatly appreciative. Over the last several days, I've counseled a number of people who have been very sick and or had relatives who are very sick. And the concept of how do you start getting well has been really at everybody's, that I've seen a lot of people's minds and hearts over the last several weeks dealing with family and friends that are really getting diseased in many ways. So, folks, I want to share a little bit about this. It comes from a book called Healing Celebrations. It's one of my 16 books. It's my third national bestseller. It's called Healing Celebrations, Miraculous Recoveries Through Ancient Scripture, Natural Medicine, and Modern Science. And you can get it at healthyworldstore.com. You can call this toll-free number, 888-508-4787. That's toll free. 888-508-4787. And you will want to read this book. And typically, I don't even counsel people, and I don't educate. I don't spend time. I am available to do these types of personal consultations. You can call that toll free number and make an appointment. But I typically don't even want to schedule anyone until they've read the book. And the book contains very simple, very straightforward 5 steps. It's those steps for complete rejuvenation and prompt recoveries include the following 5 steps. Number 1, detoxification. We're all polluted. We've all breathed the chemtrail air. We've all drank of the polluted, chlorinated, fluorinated drinking water, poisoned water. We have eaten from Babylon's harvest, and we're suffering now with a variety of illnesses. The sugar and salt diseases, everything from the neurological damages that the salt that should be sea salt, Celtic sea salt, or Himalayan sea salt, rather than the table salt, which totally poisons the nervous system, and the sugars, all of that's whacking the diabetic situation. It's increasing the diabetes. Of course, the autoimmune diseases, autoimmune diabetics, are associated largely, mostly in fact, with the vaccination toxicity, the injection of foreign genetic materials as well as proteins into the human bloodstream creates about 86 different autoimmune diseases that the world of medicine, the medical deities, the Manchurian medical candidates that are mind-controlled don't even know themselves. They literally don't realize that they're prescribing vaccination intoxications for autoimmune disease degeneration. That's what you get when you get vaccinated. At any rate, there's number one, detox. You've got to get rid of the poisons. Top-of-the-line product in the world is called Zeolife, Zeolife. You can check out zeolife.net. You can go to healthyworldstore.com and check out Zeolife there. And essentially, it's kind of like a broad-spectrum vaccine cleanse as well as a general body detoxification aid. Water is essential. Water in every step, whether it's detoxification, alkalinization, good hydration is vitally important. Step two is alkalinization. Step three is boosting or normalizing natural immunity holistically. That means everything that you can possibly do that's godly, that's natural, that's a blessing. That includes physical things like exercise, mental, thinking positively, emotional, things like looking at your emotional depression. Think about getting out and jogging or doing something useful for humanity. Bless somebody. Work for somebody. Serve somebody in a meaningful way. That's how you get out of depression. You know, the emotion. Emotion. You put yourself energetically, that electron flow in motion, like you exercise and suddenly the endorphins kick in, the neurohumors, the blood chemistry and blood chemicals change, the hormones change, and suddenly that depression disappears. You don't need to pop Babylon's poisons in order to have relief from depression and or anxiety. Essentially, then, there's step four is oxygenation. Again, deep breathing exercises, every which way possible you can get more oxygen into your system, the better off you're going to be, because I'm going to share in a minute the simplest understanding that has been secreted that keeps us enslaved to big pharma. And so step four with oxygenation and that electron of the energizing electron from hydrogen is carried by that breath of life. The Bible says the life is in the blood. Well, what is in the blood that carries the life? It's the oxygen, and that's what hemoglobin molecule does. That's the red blood oxygenation potential that you get, and that electrical potential is that electron, that emotion, that energy is being carried by the oxygen, the prana, the breath of life. And so step four is oxygen. Step five is the way in which spirituality, and this is the greatest downfall of medicine, as well as government. It goes back to what you were talking about, Reverend Roxy, before, the separation of church and state. You have a separation of we, the physical people, from our spirits. And when you do that, you're an idiot. You are a complete, absolute fool, and we have solid scientific evidence from not just the world of biophysics and electrogenetics, but also mathematics. It's hard proof now that the whole botanical world, all of that greenish-yellow color that is celebrating the light of the sun and the rainbow's heart, the heart of the rainbow, that greenish-yellow color is 528 hertz frequency. So we now know that the botanical world is celebrating the heart of the Creator. As above, so below. What's true in the cosmos is true in the microscopic realm. Whether you're talking about the rainbow, the heart of that is greenish yellow, or whether you're talking about your heart or the Creator's heart, it's all vibrating at 528. And if you tune into that spiritually, energetically, vibrationally, harmonically, musically, you're going to have some massive healing. So these are simply the five steps. Step five is bioenergetics. Every way that you can increase that Holy Spirit flow through your Holy Spirit-filled temple is what is not just important today. It is vitally urgent. If you plan to survive and thrive at this urgent time in history with all the chaos, all the pollution, all the depression, all of the assassinations and the depopulation agendas. You have got to enter fully engaged from your heart into the spiritual realm of the Creator, of the Source. And so that's step five of the Healing Celebrations book. And it's also on DVD for people who don't like to read. Oh, and by the way, ebooks. Right now we've got all of the main books on ebooks that you can download in a couple minutes. You know, for less than $11, you can have the full download right to your computer, and you can start to read and learn from all of the written materials that I've produced over the past 20 years. So Healing Celebrations is a really very important work, very five-step, vitally important plan for you to sustain yourself. Now, before I bring Reverend Moxie back on, I want to talk about the most simplest secreted truth, and it has to do with water. It has to do with eliminating big pharma. It has to do with freeing ourselves from the enslavement of stupidity and propaganda that thinks that we need to pop magic pills to cure every ill, and that we've got to rush to a medical deity in order to get a prescription for some drug that's going to have hideous side effects. And yet, you know, the placebo effect is carried forth. About a third of the people that take that pill are going to have the healing that the doctor prescribes it for. Well, gee whiz, you can take a sugar pill, it's called placebo, and have the same effect. So it's not impressive. What the pharmaceutical cartel is selling is not really impressive. What is impressive are miraculous healings. And how miraculous healings are made to come about is by faith, prayer, and that resonant energy from your heart, again, that 528 hertz channel, frequency channel from your heart, the center of your heart, right to the center of the Creator's heart, in prayer, with faith and prayer, that produces miracles. And the technology of how that works, how that operates, is really simple. It's through hydrosonics, hydro water, sonics, sound. Hydro is part of the triune God. If you go back into the book of Genesis, this is why it's all so important to maintain our understanding of the Creator and to apply it in every way possible as a celebration of our co-creatorship, of our co-divinity. And I'm saying that now humbly, recognizing who in you is God. Who in you is God is 80% of your body weight is water. And if you go back to Genesis 1:1 and 1:2, you'll see that water, seawater, that's mineralized water, is the triune God, is part of the triune God. It's one-third of the triune God. In other words, before there was the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in history that came in after King Constantine and the whole Catholicism movement and this whole paganization of the way that Messiah Yeshua, that Jesus had preached as a sect of Judaism, as a healing sect. You have to understand, you go back in history, Christianity was created as a healing ministry by the King of the Jews, by Yeshua. And he was definitely Jewish, although there's people that claim he wasn't at all, and those people have been attempting to discredit me, and they've been setting me up for everything from character assassinations to real assassinations. The fact of the matter is, Yeshua went to John for baptism, and that Holy Spirit-filling event took place in water. And Jesus' body, like your body, was 80-plus percent water. And when that communion between the baptizing water and Yeshua's water and his body occurred, that's when he really became extremely empowered, and really it wasn't after he told Satan to get behind him that his power and his fast, his 40-day fast, and his setting Satan on his way, that that's what literally created this most empowering of all of the men whoever touched down on this planet as a God-man, as a fully, completely divine being to lead us to love. That's the ministry. That's the mission. If you distill everything that he talked about, it goes down to those two prescriptions: to love the Creator with all your heart, soul, and might, and love your brother, your neighbor, as yourself, and then you've got the whole thing. Now, simplicity is where it's at. So from the spiritual level, it's simple, but on the physical level, it's equally simple. If you understand that your 80% of your body is made of God, water, and you understand the chemical equation that we're all taught in about third grade science and chemistry, that equation is real simple. It goes H plus plus OH minus equals H2O. So now you've got God, the water molecule, broken down into hydrogen, and you've got it broken down into oxygen carrying an extra electron that's been donated by the hydrogen. Go back. Let's demystify this. You shouldn't be lost at this point. Let's make it even more simple. You go back in Genesis 1, 1, 2, and it says there that in the beginning there was a creator, and then in Genesis 1, 2, the Holy Spirit of the creator hovered over the face of the water. So there's the creator of the water, and then the Holy Spirit hovered over the water component of the triune God, divided the water from the water to create a dome or a firmament, says the Bibles. The quantum field is what the physicists call it, into which the words, "let there be light," were spoken, and out popped the sun. And we now have models of that in the real world. You have the dolphins that vibrate, sonically vibrate their bubble rings underwater, and they start to glow. Sonoluminescence. There's actually this vibration so intense that it approaches the heat of the sun, which is about 5,000 degrees, and light pops out of water. That's what we're looking at cosmically. Throughout the universe is water. NASA science proved that. So when we come back to the fundamentals, you've got a frequency vibration of sound that says, "let there be light," out pops the sun, and what is the sun made of? 100% hydrogen. It's 98% hydrogen, 2% helium. Helium is two hydrogen atoms combined. So now you've got a glowing bulb lighting up our entire galaxy and solar system, and essentially this is made of God. It's made of the triune God, hydrogen, coming from water, coming out of the creative technology of sound, or hydrosonics. So this is now fundamental. If you want to create anything, why not do what the Creator does? Why not use sound? If you want to literally create, for example, take the sound of the sun, play it to water, and you'll see a star, a 36-pointed star come out. It's science called cymatics, the effects of sound on matter. Creates sound on water, particularly creates the sacred geometry that we're looking at so frequently. Why ask this question? Why is a snowflake always six-sided? Why is it always hexagonal shape? It goes back to the structure and the chemistry of the water molecule. Likewise, carbon 6, the organic chemistry ring that all of biology is made from. That is a six-sided hexagonal shape because the sound on water generates the sacred geometry, not only of divinity, but its expression in humanity. So we're looking around at everything. Without water, you've got death. Without God, you've got death. Without the blessing and the spirit within God, within hydrosonics, you've got zero light. You've got no consciousness. You've got death. And so the fundamental understanding of healing naturally deals with the simplest concept of water. H plus plus OH minus equals H2O, or water. And the electron that the hydrogen donates is the source of all energy. You stop breathing when you die. Respiration, re-spiritualization stops. This spiritualization, respiration, again, when you're breathing in that oxygen, it's that oxygen that's carrying the energetic component of the electron. So that electron donated by the H plus yields OH minus, which is an alkalizing molecule. Now you understand step two of the five-step healing celebrations program. You understand why cancers can't do well in an alkalized body chemistry. You understand why cancers don't do well in oxygen. You understand why AIDS patients reversed and cured from ozone oxygenation and polyatomic oxygen therapies, where you pump in a safe way oxygen into the bloodstream in medical clinics. So these are all proven scientifically valid ways for natural healing that have been suppressed by Big Pharma and the Rothschild Rockefeller League of Banksters. But the fact is, it's all based so simply on the water molecule and the chemistry of water, which we're made of mostly. And if you really then understand, there's sound and there's water. There's only 9 core creative frequencies to the universe. It's called the perfect circle of sound. You can go to perfectcircleofsound.com and you can start to listen to Scott Huckabee's music. We have a publishing company for 528records.com. Now we're advancing i528tunes.com, where you can actually transpose all of your music made in A440, the dumbing down, the dissonant frequency of Babylon. You can recreate your body vibrationally, musically, because now you can transpose your music online at i528tunes.com. Listening to that music is healing. It's healing because it's the same kind of music that all the botanical world is vibrating to. It's the vibration of love. It's the greenish-yellow color. It's the reason why that chlorophyll molecule, and if you look at the chlorophyll molecule, I did a whole analysis on its sacred geometry. Both chlorophyll and hemoglobin are similarly structured. And when you look at the structure of it, you realize you're looking at sacred geometry coming right, sourcing right from the Creator's 528 hertz frequency of love. And so this is fundamental. If you understand this is the creative technology, music and water, and you realize you have an illness that is manifesting physically, that energetically or spiritually, it is really fundamentally at its root to diagnose, that means to see through to the root of the disorder, you've got to go to the spiritual, to the energetic. You've got to go where the government doesn't want you to go, separation of church and state. You've got to go where the big pharma medical deities don't want you to go. They're not only degrading and discrediting prayer as an instrument or as a technology for healing, they've done that. They discredit God. They degrade God. So we're in good company, aren't we, Reverend Roxy?
Yeah, that's very true. It's very true. It's important that everybody really understand fundamentally what's going on here, and I think you've done a wonderful job of breaking it down. It's important because we have to be responsible for our own health, for our good health specifically. So therefore, there are many additions in our society, and now is the time for us to let go of a lot of the nonsense that makes no sense. Get rid of the nonsense. And as we come into the holiday season, this year more than ever, I'm asking people to really tone it down in terms of their intakes of sugar and all the holiday foods and whatnot, especially when there's so many people that are going to do the stupid thing, which is get vaccinated and be carrying around these harmful viruses in their bodies. And with most people who are running around, they're not healthy, they're overworked, stress, all of those things makes them instantly sick, and then they have no
arsenal.
Like you
say, you know, the sugar with Halloween and
Thanksgiving. Starts with Halloween.
Horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why flu
right.
season, you start to acidify the body chemistry with all that poison sweet stuff.
Right through Christmas.
Yeah, right through Christmas, and that's the worst time of the year. Folks, I'm glad Reverend Roxy brought that up, because you should be stocking up now on OxySilver.
Right.
OxySilver.com. Go to OxySilver.com, and don't buy it retail. Buy it wholesale. Buy it as a partner, as an affiliate. HealthyWorldAffiliates.com. We give you a $10,000 valued website. We administer it. There's nothing to purchase. There's no demand. It's not a multi-level. It's a referral cooperative that we want your partnership in. And so you get a $10,000 valued website when you sign up at HealthyWorldAffiliates.com, and then you buy from yourself. You have your friends and family buy from you, and or you turn them on as affiliates. They buy. They can join for free, just like you can join for free. And when you do that on five levels, you get a 40% payout. So essentially, 40% of the retail price is what you're able to generate in your affiliate program, in your affiliate network. So this is extremely wonderful, because we've been divided. We've been divided like sheeple to the slaughter. You know, they're dividing everyone. You know, Jew from Gentile, Christian from Muslim, black from white, Democrat from Republican. And, you know, as we go into now the new paradigm, we've got to work together. We've got to partner together. And so this is what the cooperative Healthy World Affiliates is really all about. And the beauty is also we're engaged in education and literally edification, uplifting the knowledge and intelligence of the congregation, of we the people, that we can declare through our intelligence the truth that shall set us free. Simplest truths, like we've been talking about here tonight, on healing. The easiest ways, simplest understandings of how we can celebrate healing. Healing celebrations, five steps, and then ultimately how important it is that these simple things like water, nutrients, and those products in the Healthy World Affiliates store that will give you just 2 minutes. It'll take you to sign up, HealthyWorldAffiliates.com. One of those very important products is Love Minerals. Love Minerals, because if you understand, water, again, is full of minerals, ocean water, sea water, where we come from. And that part of the triune God has the minerals that have the electrons that are spinning according harmonically to their particular number of electrons in orbits around their atoms. And that this is within the atom and around the neutron and the proton, there's the electron cloud, and that carries the energy. So this is the understanding that we're bringing as an organization that is evolving to take the place of the corrupt World Health Organization that's directed by Rockefeller, Rothschild, et al., to produce things like you talked about, the H1N1 swine flu, the flu season that's coming up. I urge people to stock up on OxySilver, get very healthy, detox with Zeolife, remineralize with Love Minerals, and they could be in your store in 2 minutes. We give you a turnkey store online at HealthyWorldAffiliates.com. Do it tonight or do it tomorrow, but do it soon.
I think the importance of what you're talking about in terms of minerals, our society has really gotten us into the fats and looking at counting calories and things like that. And the importance of minerals to the body and building and the brain and functioning is so important. And I thought maybe perhaps you might tell them a little bit about what is some of the minerals that are in your Love Mineral. You know what I'm saying? So that they can really see what it is that they're getting.
Well, there's a lot of great information now about the monoatomic silver, monoatomic gold. In fact, there's a lot of people that have been reporting that the monoatomic gold is the ancient manna. Now, silver is a superconductor, gold is a superconductor, and copper is a superconductor. That's why we use it for the electrical circuits. The copper wiring delivers electrons. So when you have OxySilver, for example, why I love OxySilver particularly is that mineral silver that's in it. It's a microfine silver that's actually bonded through a unique NASA technology that was developed for NASA science and for the astronauts, keeping them healthy in space. It a double superconductor that we vibrate to 528 hertz frequency using sound and laser light during the manufacturing process. So that then does what you talked about earlier. It talked about tuning your channel directly to the heart of the Creator, the full channel broadcast of love that is the great sustainer and the great healer. Love, as you know, is the universal healer. Water is the universal solvent. And, of course, music is the universal language. You put all three together, you've got a whole transformation in the technology to set humanity optimally free. The greatest secreted truth in all of history involves the technology for creativity that we can ourselves, through our lips, our own spoken words and our music, our voices, in tune with love, in tune with 520 hertz frequency, in tune with the Creator's heart, resonating with faith and trust in our Creator's contract and our creative capacity then to be inspired and empowered by the Creator, the source of the universe, and then being in sync and in harmony with the 528 musical mathematical matrix of the universe. Again, 528 is the reason where it's totally fundamental to every aspect of sacred geometry, and that means the entire physical universe. It's fundamental to that. So we're looking at OxySilver, which is designed to actually complement your prayer power. And so we urge people to, when they take it, to not only expect a great effects of an awesome silver hydrosol and its efficacy against the entire spectrum of the microbial world that makes vaccines and antibiotics, dangerous vaccinations and intoxicating antibiotics, and also deadly to the environment, it makes it obsolete because you take now mineral water. A silver mineral water, you've got it a double superconductor in the silver and the water, and then you vibe it at 528. You put it then, combine it with your heartfelt prayer and intention for miraculous healing, and you have an extremely powerful, virtually holy water. And so this is some of the love minerals we're talking about, monatomic silver, monatomic gold, the platinum group elements. These are the primordial elements that began life, that brought the initial spark of life to these things that we're witnessing here on the Big Island of Hawaii. It's amazing, folks, when you come out here and you look at the lava flows. You can see a relatively new lava flow. You can see one that's aged a little bit. You can see one that is a little bit older. And as you see the gradations in the life, you see the first little maybe moss grows, a little algae begins to grow, and then a multicellular organism, a fern, begins to grow. And then a few more ferns start to grow, and then those leaves break down and create a little mineral bath with the rainwater, and that turns a little bit into a soupy, muddy, slushy type of substance that builds up, and now you've got mud and you've got the first soils developing, then multiple organisms from there grow, and suddenly you've got a forest, and you've got a jungle, and you've got Jurassic Park, and that's what we're looking at here. And so minerals, it starts with minerals. Remineralization is an extremely important part of healing. And when I take, for example, I start my day with a quart of good, you know, we have really excellent water here.
Best water on the earth.
Best water on the earth. But see, it's rainwater that we're harvesting in one of the purest environments on the planet here on the Big Island of Hawaii. And because it's so pure, it doesn't have what spring water has. We get rainwater. Spring water comes from the ground. It carries with it minerals from the ground. That's really great. So I have to, here on Hawaii, even though we have the purest water around, and I like it better because it's energetically more empowered than distilled water, or steam distilled water, of course, that you buy in a store. But the reality is I take a quart of water, this rainwater, and I put in 24 drops of the love minerals in a quart, and I'll drink that to start my day, even before I have a Green Harvest fruit smoothie. And that's extremely beneficial I remember when I was back practicing dentistry, I didn't know enough about minerals. I didn't know enough about the dangers of salt, and I was literally intoxicating myself with table salt, and I would have muscle spasms. I'd be doing dentistry, and all of a sudden my fingers would start to freeze. And man, I'll tell you, you can't do anything with frozen fingers. And so a lot of people out there that are listening, if you're experiencing muscle spasms in your legs, in your toes, especially at night before, you know, bed when you go to sleep, muscle spasms are a sign that you're literally intoxicated by salt. You have a mineral imbalance. Get rid of the table salt. Substitute the Celtic salt or the Himalayan sea salt, and then add Love Minerals to your water, and you'll see dramatically over even a 2 or 3 days, those muscle spasms and those neurological impairments literally disappear, quickly disappear. And it's really, it's so simple. I mean, you think of it as miraculous, especially when, you know, the doctors don't have any cures for this. They give you poisons for these things that cause other problems. But, you know, we can take care of ourselves so well if we just understand the basics of the minerals, so, and the water. So I hope that gives you a little bit of fundamental understanding. Love Minerals are made of the entire array of primordial elements in a monoatomic and diatomic state that we instill in it 528 hertz frequency, so that the electrons in the minerals themselves, they're vibrating optimally in that love blessing, because we are love. We are the love. We are the music. And the more that we can tune into that and have that resonate in our bodies, that's the number one fundamental, most powerful healing technology and way.
And I think also that one has to also know, you got to eat right, folks, and you got to drink right, folks, because you can buy all of these supplements and you can put them in your body, but if you're still doing nonsense things and you'll wash it all out, the minerals can't take hold if you're washing them out. So there are many, many substances. So you really need to research and know that sometimes your diet may be your worst enemy, that you may be thinking that you're eating, but you want to eat to repair, not because it tastes good, but because of repair. I really want to bring on Sherry. She's here. She's got to
she
come
did.
On.
She walked in a couple of minutes ago,
come
but
on.
She's shy,
like,
isn't she?
She's shy, but we've been telling her she's going to come, and she's going to give us an update on what's going on in her world. And
yeah, what's happening with your blog?
Yeah, and your blog and everything.
What about
here
all
you
those
go.
People who are attacking?
And
how about
here you
Timothy
go.
Patrick White and Truot? What's the latest with these guys? Hey,
we only have a few minutes left.
There you go.
There
she is. Say hi.
Hi, everybody. How are you out there? Well, fortunately, I'm not getting any more emails from them. I think everybody can go and look at my blog under the latest threats and see the emails. The last one that came in through Truot was where he actually sent me an email after my response to him was something he couldn't handle, and he says, please, don't contact me anymore. Don't you have anything better to do with your time?
Well, that's good. What a blessing that is.
Yeah, so I'm very, very happy that that's stopped with Truot. Hopefully it doesn't continue. And all of his other cronies have stopped emailing me as well. So,
But for those of you who are listening, and I'm sure Truot's listening tonight, you and Timothy Patrick White have some new video to view. We've made you famous or infamous. So check out YouTube. There's a new segment up that goes into further detail about the CIA, FBI, COINTELPRO agent provocateurs that you guys are engaged in. And, you know, basically, we're shining the light on you, and you earned it. You really did.
Well, I mean, and here's the thing. It's now you're seeing how heavily they're being exposed. They've never been exposed to this degree before, or if they have, it's never been so broadcasted as we're doing it. We are broadcasting it over the airwaves nationwide. We have, you know, Dr. Horowitz has a huge following of people that have actually, you know, watched you through the years, have read your books.
And don't buy. When you go on, for example, to this YouTube series now, and this is part three that went up today that features Timothy Patrick White, people who were persecuting Sherry and setting me up for an assassination and discrediting, you'll see that there are low numbers. Don't believe it. they have been so suppressed. My numbers on YouTube, it's like, you've got to understand who owns YouTube, Google. It's virtually one conglomerate that Rupert Murdoch controls. And Sherry and I have been at the forefront of exposing Rupert Murdoch, who's co-chair for the Partnership for New York City, which is the world's leading drug trust, really. It's a drug trust. It's a drug ring run out of New York, and that they control virtually Big Pharma. So this is why you won't see the numbers, but our numbers are up in the hundreds of thousands, clearly, and very likely in the millions right now. And so, you know, again, it's a blessing by your support, folks listening, by the fact that you sustain us and you pray for us and you keep us going and you buy the books and tapes and DVDs and healthcare products from Healthy World Store, and you can join the affiliate program at healthyworldaffiliates.com. Those things are keeping us going, and we are working for you and the Creator big time, and we're willing to sacrifice our lives, and you've seen that now over the last several weeks with the whole expose of the satanic cult that is engaging not only the United States military, but many of the so-called Christian organizations, and even have infiltrated heavily the United States Patriot Movement, the 9/11 Truth Movement. All of the activist organizations now are infiltrated by what is called CIA-FBI COINTELPRO operation, and the agents that have been exposed now are up on YouTube. So go check that out, and we're also going to be advancing that on Love528TV.net, Love528TV.net. There's a 24-hour broadcasting station which has some great content. We'll be uploading this segment to the series. And you know what? We may even do a movie.
Yeah,
what do you think of that?
I mean, it definitely sounds amazing.
We may do a movie on
this.
All this, yeah.
Right.
And so, Dr. Truat, we know you're listening out there. You're going to be featured in a movie. How does it feel to be a movie star?
Yeah, and I just want to let everybody know, I mean, they were really attacking us heavily. The emails, if you want to go and read what they were writing, it was horrible stuff. It was vicious. I'd never had anybody write me emails like that, either to Dr. Horowitz. And it was
but
just,
it's not about you or me. It's about all those children. There are
half a million
children that go missing.
But this is just how they attack the whistleblowers. This is
one
example how they attack the people that are out there trying to help the children, trying to protect people from getting vaccinated. Whatever the issue is that's not on the NWA, which is the New World Order agenda, they're out there to try and stop us. That's their job, and they get paid for this. And they had a huge budget, which is over the $2 million mark, in being able to fund these COINTELPRO operators. So these are not people that are work for nothing. These are people that get paid a great deal of money. A lot of them are people that had been in jail. There's a lot of deals that were made in order for them to say, okay, well, get out of jail card free. If you give me this information, or you go and do this for me, or have this as your new job, then it'll keep you out of jail. And a lot of people are willing to give up their lives for that. We only have a couple minutes left, and I want everybody to know we'll be here next week too, so stay tuned. We have news every week, and we want to thank our sponsors, Healthy
World. And, you know, for those in Hawaii, I know there's a bunch of folks listening in Hawaii, We Are Change TV is coming, and there's a new segment that's just going up on We Are Change with Reverend Roxy and myself and Sherry Kane, and a beautiful Native Hawaiian elder, Kimo, that you will not want to miss. It is totally a delightful hour program that's just going up. I think it's playing
Channel 53.
Channel 53 in Hawaii.
Channel 53 tomorrow at 7 p.m.
Oh, tomorrow at 7.
Hawaii time is going to come out with the episode, but we're going to actually broadcast it. After it airs tomorrow, we'll broadcast it on YouTube.
Yeah, we'll pop it up on YouTube, so you'll have that, folks, too. So, listen, I want to thank you for joining us on the Inside Hour. We've got just a minute left. Thank you to HealthyWorldStore.com. Go to HealthyWorldStore.com, pick up that book, Healing Celebrations, get Love Minerals, get Oxy Silver, and also join us as a partner on HealthyWorldAffiliates.com.
And then go to i528tunes.com and get all your music transposed into the powerful frequency of 528, which is love and healing.
Yay. We win. That's how we win. We claim it. and you need to really discern this for yourself, but we are claiming it and heralding it as the key to the house of David that opens doors that no man can close, closes doors that no man can open. These are spiritual portals to literally the transformation of we the people, spiritual evolution, and evolution into 1,000 years of world peace. We deserve it. Creator wants it. We've got to come together and just manifest it. Love you all. Bye for now.
Good night.